So we are going through Piskei Halachos from the Beis Medrash of Rav Ashi. We discussed Inyan of Bittul. We discussed issues relating to Hutzin in various scenarios. Now we have another Inyan. Another way to try to be Mayit, the Gova HaSukkah, which is Pasul at Esri Mamo. Says the Gemara, Haisa Gvoa Me Esrim Amma Ubanaba Itzdaba. You have a sukkah which is pasul, it's gvoa me'esrim amma. You build a platform, and you build it k'neged dofen ha'emtzai. Here we're not talking about bittul. You don't need bittul. It's mamish real construction. As Rashi says, avon and betit. You don't have to mevatel it. It is in fact a construction that, based on what you have now, you have a new karka, a new floor. And this floor, to the ischach, right, you don't have a halal esrim. It's not l'malam esrim, I should say. Where exactly did you build it? K'nege dofen ha'emtzai al p'nei kula. Explains Rashi. What do you pshat dofen ha'emtzai? If you have a sukkah of four walls, so like, what's called emtzai? That's an obvious question. Rashi explains, because typically a sukkah is not four walls, a sukkah has three walls. Says Rashi, Dofen Emsai, the Stam Sukkah Bas Shloshetfanos. Kimas Nisim, like the Mishnah says, right? The Mishnah talks about don't have Shloshetfanos, then it would be Pasul. So Stam Sukkah is three walls, Kimas Nisim. Or of these, Hikula Tefach, Hikula Pesach. Rashi means that the fourth direction is open. Rashi's Lashon is interesting. Kula Pesach. Rashi would say Kula Pasuach. I understand. That's the point. It's open. This obviously Yisod here that we'll have to learn, revisit when we get to the Inyanim later, of how it works when you have an enclosure that's not on all four sides. You have to remember this Lashon Rashi. Rashi defines that open side in terms of being a Pesach. That's a very interesting way of expressing it. Good. Not for now, but that's an important, interesting thing to note. So this is Stam Sukkah, three walls, and now you built this platform, Kenege Dofen Hamtzai Al Pnei Kula. So you have three walls, right? Imagine one wall, two walls, three walls, right? That's not a dofen on this side, right? Now you build this platform, right? Kenege Dofen Hamtzai. Dofen Hamtzai would be right now this wall, right? You build this, and it, right now the height is umal me'esrim. You build an itzdaba al pnei kula, right, from one end to the other. And now that you have the itzdaba, you no longer have a halal umal me'esrim. So Rashi explains al pnei kula shemagiyin beis rasha itzdaba lebeis tfanos hatzdadim. In other words, so this new platform is going and meeting up with the two other tfanos, and you're building it k'neged ha'emtzai. It's clear, right? Everyone hears the case? Simple, right? You don't need the board yet, right? Okay? The itzdaba hu binyan avana betit. Good. So now, what is the sak? The yesh ba hechsha sukkah. If you have the mount, which is kasher for sukkah, the dimensions here on top of the platform conform to the minimum shir sukkah, kshera. That's the first din that we see. Now, what does kshera go on? So let's see Rashi carefully. Im yesh ba b'itzba shir hechsha sukkah, meaning hechsha sukkah ktana, which is what says Rashi, shiva tfachim umashu, dahayna roshu v'shulchano. Rashi defines the minimum shir sukkah as shivat tfachim umashahu, which is identical to Rosh Hashanah. So all the achronim here are very troubled by what Rashi means by adding the mashahu. Until now we've assumed it's shivat tfachim, zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim. Rashi, for some reason, gives you a little bit more. It's not just here. Rashi and Amid Beis, Tosis also later, that zayin quotes the Shem Rashi, this Inyan of Mashu. So I don't have a good explanation. There's all kinds of ideas. Maybe we'll come up with something at some point. One thing I'll just say, the simple way to say it is, Pima Gadim says, this Tafesh Lamed Gimel, Eef Shilat Samsem. In other words, Rashi doesn't want you to think it's exact, because then who's going to really know that you have the exact shear? You could be a little less and then have a pasul of sukkah. So Rashi wants you to always add the mashu just because to give you the extra amount. So now you'll know you'll have your zayin tefachim. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect answer, but it works in all these various cases. Other svaras are more unique to each individual time that Rashi says it, which doesn't necessarily go across the board. For some reason, Rashi adds here mashu, but what's the point here in the yeah, go ahead. What are you referring to? You have to show me what you're referring to. Where are you? Yeah, in the long Rashi, the Beam Toma Rashi.
The
Zayin Tfachim.
And then also.
The Shiro Shavrubo Amino Kaman, the Inu El Zayin
Tfachim. And also
by the case of the. So aren't they Magia here? They bring it there in the Inos Vahadra, the Magia. Okay, you have to know, maybe that's why they're Magia, because it didn't sound right. They change it to Vishulchanim.
And does it again on Tazayin also? The Rush is the same thing? They also
I don't know, but Shulchanim, but the problem is that the Rishonim quote Yerushalmi, that. Rosh Rubo is Vav Al Vav, and Shulchanu makes another square Tefach. I mean, okay, Rashi is not Meshubah to the Yerushalmi, but the Rishonim all assume that way. I mean, why would Shulchanu be Mashu, you know, according to what you're saying? So it should be not Zayin Zayin Mashu, Zayin Zayin plus whatever, you know, half a Tefach or something, or whatever it is for Shulchanu. That still doesn't seem to work. I mean, if you're Magia Rashi, then certainly it's not going to help. Okay, I don't know, but Maisa Rashi does this a couple of times. But I'll call upon him nachzor to our case. So you have this platform that you constructed, connected of an emtsai, and it meets up with the two parallel walls. And there is a heksha sukkah, meaning that you have in this distance, you have shiva tfachin, mashu, fine. So then the din is ksheira, says Rashi, kol ha-sukkah. The entire sukkah is kasha. In other words, we're going to see more about this, and Rashi continues, but it means not just the actual area above the Itztaba. Like the Rana is going to say, that's Pashut. Rashi was forced to say more than just that, because who needs to tell me the obvious? So, Ksheira Kol HaSukkah, Sheyesh Lo Gemutfanus, because now the Sukkah has three walls, and Rashi now explains exactly what he means. This is Ksheira Kol HaSukkah. V'hai Hechsha Sukkah, Afyum in the Itzba V'Hala. When I say Ksheira Kol HaSukkah, in other words, not just on where the platform is, that part of the Sukkah, but even the part where there's Karka that's below, that between that Karka and the Tzchach, there is Gamal Miestrim, but that entire extension is also Kasher as well when you build this Itzba over here, Kenega Dofen Emtsai. And now Rashi explains. Now Rashi's going to start by working out why it's Kasher here, and then he's going to go into the next Chiddush, which is the Iker Chiddush maybe, of why it's Kasher even beyond the Itzba. Rashi explains, the Maninan Chalala Meirosha Itzba V'mala. In other words, the reason why we're going to be Machshir, starting off over here, is because we count the Chalala Sukkah from the top of this platform and up. It says Rashi, V'nimtza dofen emtsai kulo kasher. Utfanos hatzadim berocha va'ifta bahuch sheruba. So Rashi explains something interesting. Rashi's formulation is quite striking. I mean, we're talking about a psul of Umal Me'esrim. So until now, we imagine, what is a psul of Umal Me'esrim? We're talking about the Sukkah, we're talking about the height of the Sukkah. Position of the schach vis-a-vis the karka, that distance. And Rashi, for some reason, begins to focus his attention on being machshir what? The tfanos of the sea. Rashi is obviously coming from somewhere, mistama from the Hemshacha Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, you saw the whole Gemara, the inyan of lo chazi le dolphin, when you have a dolphin that's too high, so to speak. So the Gemara's Rashi is lo chazi le dolphin. Rashi's obviously picking up on that, and Rashi's being masbir from the very beginning of the sugya, that when you have a way of fixing the height of the sukkah, what you're doing at the same time is fixing the dolphin. Pick up on the Lashon Rashi. And we're simply just trying to just get oriented. The nimtza dolphin and tsai kulo kasha. So now when you have the itzdaba, and you can count the halal from the top of the itzdaba and up. So now the middle wall that is connected to this itzdaba, that is all kasher, because perfect shear, no problem in the height. Utfanu satstadim berocha be'itzdaba hukshiruba. And now, again, Rashi's not yet talking about the extension. Rashi's talking about the width of the two parallel walls, which up to the point where the itzdaba is. So again, that's what we're talking about, Zayin al Zayin. Again, whether you need Zayin al Zayin mamish or the square area, that's a separate shaila that we've seen already. Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Aleph on the top. Let's just assume right now, yes, you need to have Zayin in each direction, so you have it. So you have Zayin or more in the direction of the wall of Dofen Emsai, and then you have on each side Kineged the Itzdaba, which is where you built the Itzdaba, to get Zayin Tvachim there as well. So that entire area above the platform is a totally, perfectly kasher sukkah. So you will makshir the Dofen Emsai, and as well as the Dofen Fronos HaTzdad, Berocha VaItzdaba, Huchshir Uba. Harei Kan Sukkah Tanak Sheir. Okay. But Rashi has to continue, because Rashi started already by telling us in the beginning that this Hechsher is even beyond. So where do we get that? Rashi goes on. So now that we have the established that the sukkah, part of the sukkah that's on top of the itzdaba is kasher, we have makshir the three walls over there. V'aminu l'kaman, we have the sukkah daf yutes. So Rashi now brings us to the later Gemara, Bryce over there. P'sal hayotze min ha-sukkah nidon kisukkah. Psal is a lashon of schach. That schach was typically made out of tzolas goren v'yekev. That's called like the refuse, the leftover of the threshing floor, and from the winery. These are the things that the Gemara describes as the classic example of schach. Asbacham igarnacham yikvecha. So tzolas goren v'yekev is schach. Psal is a lashon of schach. Schach kasher, that is. Hayotze min asukah. So you have the schach that is extending from the sukkah, which Sidi Gemara says that means it doesn't have the actual Hechsher sukkah, but it's lacking some element of the Hechsher sukkah. It's yotze min ha-sukkah, nidon ka-sukkah. It is classified as a sukkah. Umefashinan lei, im yesh Hechsher sukkah biyachad, what are they, magia here, something? The yeser, the old yesh besukkah misham v'halap sal haynu schach ha'asit sos garn v'yekev shel zel darkan liyasos v'yotzei mei hechsh sukkah. Here the Lashna Rashi she'en lo hechsh tfanos, we can soon see in a minute the Gemara there. So it's lacking hechsh tfanos nidon kesukkah, and because of that rule hilkach ko ha'sukkah kemoth she'yigdolo k'sheira. Rashi is to be understood well here. What does that do with our case? Rashi applies that principle to our case. So let's stop right here and see exactly what Rashi is referring to. What does the Gemara have on Daf Yud Tes? There are actually four examples given in the Gemara for Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah. Rashi obviously has one of them in mind, and it's pretty obvious when we see the Gemara which one Rashi had in mind to relate to the case over here. So let's see a Daf Yud Tes. Hana, it's a brisa. Sal hayotze min asukah, nidon kesukah, says the Gemara, my psal yotze min asukah. So the Gemara starts with one example, Amar Ula, kan hayotze m'achore sukah. So we're talking about the schach that is behind the sukah, behind the sukah. So it's yotze l'achore sukah. So what would that mean? Check the Gemara, v'abinu shol shtvanos. How could that be kasher if the tfanos start at one point and you have schach that extends behind the tfanos? There's no tfanos there at all. With the ika, so you have to say there are. Va'ika bein hechsher sukkah, you need the shear hechsher sukkah. With the ika, bein tzuras melechamasa. With the ika, yachim ayla meima. So what kind of a chiddush is that? Na'u the tema says the Gemara svara, hol gavoy avidi levoy lo avidi emalo kamash malon. Machokis Rashi and Tosfos. Let's just say pashup shat. Rashi seems to say that the chiddush is that even though these delfanos were not intended for what was behind, it was that intended for what's on the other side, kamashbo, and that it also works. This case doesn't seem to speak to our example over here. That's not what Rashi had in mind. As the Rishonim say, Rashi had in mind the next case. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Tavayu, the following example of Psal HaYotzim in HaSukkah. Kanim HaYotzim Lifnim in HaSukkah Umashcha Va'azra Chadadofen Ba'adayu. What you have here is the, again, you have three walls. You have the Dofen Amtsai, again, we're talking about, and then we have one side which extends longer than the other. The Schach is going as far as where one Dofen of the two parallel walls are, coming out of Dofen Amtsai. It goes as far as that. But the other side is not as long. Umashcha va'azra chadadofen ba'adai. Now the tema les behechshesukah, you might think that when you get beyond the point that the parallels dofen goes, so now what do you have beside the schach? What do you have? You have one wall mamish next to it, and you have this dofen emtsai, which you have to know exactly what it's enclosing. How far does the enclosure of dofen emtsai go? But what you simply surely do not seem to have, seen soon in a minute, is the dofen that already ended. But you have the dofen that's mamish beside it, that's clear that it has. Dofen emtsai, we have to know exactly how to define the relationship between the psal that goes beyond one side, but is beside the other one, vis-a-vis the Dofen Emtsai, because how far does Dofen Emtsai enclose? We don't know exactly. How do you define that? But we would say in such a case that you're lacking what? What seems to be the chesaron here, l'chara? What's the chesaron? In what regard do we have a problem here in this Psal HaYotzim in HaSukkah scenario? Walls. Lashon HaGemara is less v'hechsher sukkah k'mash mola. So the Rishonim all say, and it seems obvious, that Rashi was intending to refer to this case by us. Here you have an itzdava, which is machshir, that part of the sukkah which has hechsher sukkah. The itzdava bridges two sides, two tfanos, and goes across the third dofen. That's fine, but what about the extension beyond that where there is no itzdava? Rashi wants that to be kasha based on Psal HaYotzim in HaSukkah, and that seems to be analogous in some way in Rashi's mind to this case. The Gemara has two other gimtas, again, don't have any real shaykhis to the case at hand. These are all four different pshatim in the Gemara. Could be they're not arguing, they should discuss whether they argue on each other, pashtas, they would be agreeing with each other. Four different ways to imagine this idea called Psal HaYotzim in HaSukkah. Let's talk about this case, which is stumble what Rashi had in mind. So what exactly is the issue? Before we look at Lashon Rashi, maybe it's Kedai. Well, we could look at Lashon Rashi, but we'll have to come back to it. Okay. Rashi says, on this case, Kanem hayotzim lefnim in asukah, says Rashi, letzad dofen revi hapasuach, Meshuchin v'yotzin la'aron me'orach tfanos hatzdadin. So the tzal goes out to the open area, which is dofen revi hapasuach, but l'chari, it meaning, because again, it's three walls, what would have been the dofen revi, in other words, to the open direction, but longer than both than that what would be equal to both tfanos, because it's not going to match up with one dofen, then we're going to match up to the other. So what's keeping up with the Psal HaYotzei? One side, but not the other. How long is the other? That we'll have to see. That's very relevant. We'll see that in the Rashi in just a minute. Now, this Russian Rashi here is a bit difficult to read. Now the tema. Kevan de lo mamshech dofen sheni bahada. Since the second dofen is not keeping up, you could say, with the Psal HaYotzei, Muchach Milsa, there's some kind of indication, Ba'api Nafshihi. What does he mean, Ba'api Nafshihi? That the part of the Psal that's extending beyond where that dofen, the side dofen, is going, is separate from the part of the area that is parallel to where you have tfanos on either side, as well as, of course, dofen and tzai. Now here's the difficult part of Rashi. V'halespa shiva tefachim behechsha sukkah. What does Rashi mean here? This is a hard phrase to translate. What's the problem? The problem that we were thinking about, and we'll see more about it in the Rush, is what? Lacking what? Lacking funds. Rashi and Rashi is a bit ambiguous. Lespa shiva tefachim. Who's talking about shiva tefachim? Who says there's no shiva tefachim? To the contrary, we'll see in the Rush there were shiva tefachim. Otherwise, you wouldn't see it as a problem. Adarabba, we'll see in a minute in the Rush. So what's the halacha about the third wall? The halacha is, we'll see in the sugyas later on, that the third wall can even be a tefach. Exactly what that means, though, is the Gemara says you try to do put it in such a way where it's lovud, and therefore you get a rov tefach, rov dofen, so it's as if you have seven. But Lamaisa, why could this be any worse? I mean, so it doesn't have to extend so far. You can imagine it extending. This is all what we're going to see more in the Rush. It's going to have to be a certain way that you're going to try to limit that third dolphin from extending, even though typically you usually allow it to extend, and then you should have no problem at all. So this Lashon Rashi, where the Masha is going to learn it, it doesn't really mean what it sounds like. It doesn't mean the problem is lacking shir or shiva tefachim. Rashi means you're lacking the dolphin, which we mean machshir, the shiva tefachim. In other words, you don't have the hechsher sukkah of shiva tefachim. Not you don't have shiva tefachim. You don't have shiva tefachim behechsher sukkah or kehechsher sukkah. In other words, it's going to come down to a problem in tefanus. And that's really what you have in our Rashi. Ain't Rashi's Lashon by Yosses, right? When he quotes the Gemara Psal, if you go back to Daf Dalet, right? The Yesh B'Sukkah Misham V'Hala Psal, Hainu Shchacha Asu B'Sos Gan V'Yekev, Yotze B'Hachshet Sukkah She'en Lo Watch, En Lo Hachshet Fanos. That's the Rashi here in Daf Dalet. So why, you know, Chayra Rashi in Daf Yutes would have to mean the same thing. That's what the Masha basically does. He learns Rashi Yutes consistent with what we have in our Rashi, that the problem is a lack of tfanos. What's Gatzal going to do for us? We'll have to see. Again, Rashi's kamashmalan, the min asukahu, the min sukahu, v'havik yishtan tilchas from the shoots of field tefach. It counts for a perfect sukkah, since the third wall doesn't have to be that long. The lomimshchad arviyas ukshera. Let's see more about this issue in the Rush there on that Gemara. First the Rush there, then we'll come back to the Rush over here. Look at the Rush in that case up south. The Rush is in Simon Lamed Zayin. Lamed, no, not Lamed Zayin, Lamed Hey. Says the Rush. This example, my Psal Yotz Mesukah. So, Rav Yosef Dami Tavayu Hacha B'Kanim. Right, this is the second example in the Gemara. Kanim Hayotzin Lufnim in Asuka Askina. Umashcha Chadof and Badayu. This is all Lashon Gemara. But now he has the following words: Mal de Tema Halachude Kaima Halachude Kaima Kamash Malan. You would think that this is by itself, and this is by itself. You can't imagine the two walls going as far as the schach is going. One wall went further, one wall went shorter. Says the Rush, what exactly does this mean? Why is there a chisaron that you have to fix with psal ha'yotzin nasukah? Umayri v'sha'asa shtei mechitzos shel atzdadim arukos. You have to discuss a case here that both of these side walls, again, you have the dofen emtsai and you have the two walls coming out of it, they're both of a certain length, meaning more than what, Rav Osai? More than what? More than Zayin Tzvachim. And then one of them went well beyond Zayin Tzvachim, one of them went just a little bit amount further than Zayin Tzvachim. And the schach keeps going as far as the longer wall. Now already we have an issue. Zemochiach She wrote the lasso's koasuka with fanos arukos. Now that you're making the walls longer than Zayin Tvachim, obviously you want to use longer walls. Your das apparently helps to define what is considered the part of the sukkah. V'dofen ha'achas n'mshaches im ha'psal, therefore the dofen that's continuing along with the psal, lab min ha'sukkah el b'fnei atzmo kai. So that's just by itself. That doesn't have a second dofen. And again, we have to know what about this dofen emisai also. Is that also not relating to the part of the area of the sukkah, the area that goes beyond where the shorter wall goes? But certainly, the shorter wall is not going to be able to relate to that area, seemingly. V'nimtza she'en lo elo dofen achas. Lashon HaRash is, it only has the dofen beside it. Afilach in yidun kisuk. So, l'chayra, the picture that we're drawing here in terms of the case of the Gemara is a chesaron tfanos. The area, and it's dafka because you went beyond what you needed to do. Had it been just a shlishis afil tefach scenario, so then that counts for everything. It counts for as long as you wanted to go. So then everything would be fine. But given, as we said, where you're making your walls longer than Zayin Tvachim, and one wall stops at a certain point, and the other wall continues along, and the schach continues along with that wall, so what you have beyond where the shorter wall is should not really be counted as sukkah, because I'm lacking tfanos. The Lashon HaRash, I only have one dolphin. There's no way to consider that to be enclosed by three tfanos. Okay, so what we have? We have a new halacha. We have to know where it comes from. Halacha Moshe Sinai, perhaps. New halacha. Tzal ha-yotzim na-sukkah nidun ke-sukkah. That what? That we can count it as part of the sukkah. How does that work? It means you can be machshir, have a sukkah without walls? Does that sound correct? You can have a sukkah without walls? That part of that area doesn't have walls. Now, what was Lashon Rashi in that few tests? Kamash malon, demin sukkahu. Vahavi, kishtayim kilchas, and shuz afil tefach. So Rashi is saying, you don't have walls, you do have walls. You do have walls. In other words, I can use the mechanism that always works when I have some walls that don't seem to go as far as the other wall. And it counts because it's viewed as if it would relate to that extended part too. Even beyond it, where the wall goes. Could be the pshat is that it's as if you imagine it would be stretched out. It relates to that area too. The entire area is viewed as enclosed by walls. In other words, I imagine that the wall would be extended. And if it's extended, then I have the necessary three walls, even on that area that I don't see the walls. But I see that the walls relate, the tfanos relate to that as well. That seems to be what we have in the din over there. How does it come back to our example? How would this translate into the case of the Istiva? Yeah?
What's the chiddush with that case? Why would you not think that it's based with three walls? And
because since, as the Rashi already presented for us, since your intention seems to be to work with shiurim, you're not relying on achshish nefil tefach. You're making a wall seven something else, seven tefachim and whatever, eight tefachim. And the other one you went 15 tefachim. So your intention is that the sukkah should end over here. So therefore, what's over there is not part of the sukkah. It doesn't have any walls except maybe the wall that's next to it. That's what it has. The wall that's dofenem tzai yish lachkor. Would that relate to the part beyond? Sounds like the Lashon HaRash here, you know, in the later rush, that you don't have that either, because the dofenem tzai cannot relate to an area that exceeds, right, the shorter wall. So I don't have that area enclosed by Tfanis. Again, would I not have made something this long and stopped short? Then it would be fine. That's the halacha, shushas afilu tefach. But if I already went further, and I only went this far, that's the mukha milsa. Now, to say tsalayot from the sukkah, so it doesn't mean that my intention was different than what we see it as. It doesn't seem to be saying that it's kasha without walls, but apparently it says that this area that's yotzei min asukkah, it's going beyond what would normally seem to be the area enclosed by walls, is considered to be also enclosed by walls. It's like you have a nook and cranny, let's say you have a nook or cranny or whatever area of a sukkah where you have from the bottom of that little drop to the schach, l'mal me'yasrim. I don't know if I need sal even over here. What would I say? So that if I happen to be in that area, now it's l'mal me'yasrim, I can't be here. Or the sukkah is all, it's all good. It's all, you know, that's just, you know, that's, that has the same hechsher as everything else. So again, I would say here, in other words, it's yotzei min sukkah, but it's seen as also part of the sukkah. It's like that which the tefanos do for the sukkah covers that area as well. It's like an annex, an extension.
What? Don't have a problem of Rosh Aruba with the shulchanos because it's attached to the big sukkah.
Again, we're talking about which case? It's the case or the case of Ittes? Which case are you going? Yeah, so
you wouldn't.
Rosh Aruba shulchano, there's never the issue. The issue is tefanos. The shear is not a problem here. Even within the shorter dofen, you have more than Zayin Tvach. But now on the longer wall, you have far more.
No, I'm saying that the extra piece of the sukkah that's sticking out on the other side, right? Let's say it's
which case? Wait, I want to make sure you're not confusing. I'm not talking about the first case in your test. That I said there's no Sheikhas Dagmar. You're not talking about behind the sukkah. You're talking about the second case in your test, yeah? Make sure we're on the same page here, right? Which example?
I was thinking about the first case.
Okay, so I'm glad I caught you. Okay.
I understand.
The first case is a separate sukkah. Okay. The first case is a separate sukkah. It's behind. The Gemara basically says, what's the chidush? And what's this? Because the gavai nu chidush. Because the intent, when you made it, your intention was for the other side. Okay, that's a separate chidush. Has to be learned by itself. That's not what Rashi has in mind. When Rashi is connecting this case to Istva Psala Yosei, it's not the case of the kanim from the behind the sukkah. That's Rashi's talking about the case where you have middle wall and two parallel walls. One parallel goes far further than the other one. The schach continues along as far as that one longer wall. That area that exceeds where the shorter wall is seems to be lacking tfanos. Seems to be. Saviyot and sukkah is machshirit. What we seem to be saying is it's machshirit not because you don't need tfanos, but it counts as if it had tfanos. We view it as if the tfanos are affecting an enclosure not just on the area that is immediately next to them, but even further. And therefore, the halacha of tfanos, which remember allows for shlishas afilu tefach, is viewed as enclosing that an area up to as far as the longer wall goes, as long as there's chach there. So then, this area is all considered to be enclosed by tfanos. My one understand with you is now how does this relate back to our case that Rashi is associating with that example? Rashi wants the same principle to operate in the case of the itzdaba. To be machshir the part that has l'mal me'asrim from the ground up, and yet that Rashi says should be kasher based on the same principle p'sal yotzei min hasukkah. That's what we're holding back here in our Rashi. Yeah.
You say that p'sal yotzei teaches that more bidya that half the sukkah becomes sukkah like a perfect sukkah. And the case here is now a sukkah which is mixas sach l'mal mixas l'mata becomes fully kosher like a good hechsher sukkah.
But what are you adding to what the words are saying? Like what are you adding? Nidon kasuka, nidon kasuka.
Now, meaning before, let's say the Gemara in Erevin, Mitzvah Schach, Lamala, Lamata is not as partial with the Genetz, but here we know it's just like a regular Sukkah.
But why? That's the problem. Why? You don't have Tfanos.
Why?
Why? If you don't. Are we Machshir without Tfanos? Can't be. Seemingly, Rashi says on your test, it goes into the Allah of Shusha Sefil Tefach.
Okay,
since we know conceptually that you can have an area that's viewed as enclosed by Tfanos, even if you don't see one of the Tfanos reaching along all the way to where the area of the Sukkah is, but that's the principle called the Torah, that's Halacha Mishmisinai, that it can be considered like it were extended. Right? So therefore, Rashi says this would have the same Halacha. But with the Din of Psalyos Min HaSukkah, we can imagine that you have walls on this extended area. That seems to be what Rashi's saying. I want to come back here and see what it would mean over here. Are you, no, yeah.
Yeah. Could it be that just like whether you extended that one wall to make your Sukkah kosher, so too over here you have this wall that are kosher.
What are you extending, Rabbi Osei?
The walls next to the Yistava.
What are you extending?
Hello.
Who said the Yistava? Where'd you see that?
I mean,
you see it anyway.
You extended the Tfanos, it's Tfanos.
Okay, so let's see. You're going to see a Lashon tomorrow, you get into the Rush. The Rush is a Lashon. Chafir kemad paridamya. It's as if you fill up that area, that, you know. The Lashon of Me'iri. I want to take everyone else's questions. Look at the Me'iri here. He says exactly that. Me'iri says, okay, from the beginning, north and south are parallel to each other. Mizrach is be'emtza. That's the middle wall is the east wall. Mitzad ma'ir of kula pasuach. Lashon there is pasuach, not pesach. Okay. V'nichnas ba derech ruach ma'ir. That's how you go in. Okay. Ubana ze itzibazu, shall tito shall avon, shall eitzim. Mechuberes lukoso ha mizrachi, that's the middle wall. Al pene kulo. Venim ta oracha itzibam mechuber lukoso mtsai. Ushne rasha of the two ends of the stage, of the platform. Mechuberem ze lukoso tsvoni, bezel lukoso dromi. We all have the picture. Says the Meiri, yemesh bitzibazu, hachsha soka ksheira, good. The low self davar b'makom ha'itzliba shezu lo hutzvacha. What do you mean lo hutzvacha? What's lo hutzvacha? It's pashut. You wouldn't have to tell me that. You see this in the Ran as well. Ela af kol shara sukkah ksheira v'yesheinim ab b'makom she'ein bo itzliba. Even where there's no platform, kedin p'sal yetzim na sukkah shenidon kesukkah achar. So as long as you have kosher sukkah and sufficient sail in that area, upirshua, and here you have the example that we just saw in the Gemara that is clearly the one that's parallel to our case. Upirshua b'kanim ayotzim mischach sukkah l'fnei sukkah, not me'achori. That's the first example. L'fnei sukkah v'dofen achas nimshachas imahem fa'avu pi she'ein b'tfanus b'cholat sorech. There isn't sufficient Tfanos on that area. But how come it works? Nipnei, here is the key. What we just spoke at. Nisha'anu roim kolat Tfanos kinigroros achar oso apesa. It's like we imagine that all those Tfanos are slept after that where the psal is. The psal extends so far, so the Tfanos are slept along with it. So imagine that there were Tfanos there. And says the Meiri, if that's what's happening over there, this is the equation back to us. Kach anu roim ma'itzdeba ki'ilu mispashetes b'chol ha'sukkah. Wow. So now, I imagine that this construction that you did in one part of the sukkah, which now lowered the chalal ha'sukkah to the kosher amount, is as if that itzdeba would be spreading out to the whole sukkah and it's all fine. Exactly, what does that mean? second. Okay, yeah. Ari, go ahead.
Another trial, I'm not saying this necessarily better than Miriam, obviously it's probably more complicated, but you say that the whole function of the wall, part of the function of the wall is to create a certain
enclosure.
Interest, a halal. Right?
To create what?
So the issue, maybe perhaps the issue over there by Anya Tissim Aleph, as Rashi says with his lashon that you don't have a shir shiva, is that you don't have a proper, you don't have a halal there of a sukkah, of shiva. You don't have a halal because there's nothing enclosing it.
Again.
So what are we saying? There's a fanos are basically pulled over to create a proper size halal for that. Like,
was it, are you like, trying to say now the mashal Rashi and your test? Again, the mashal learns Rashi and your test.
Yeah.
I mean, mashal learns Rashi and your test. Because Rashi is also mashma that way. I mean, Rashi Yitzhak, just reading from the mashal there. Les b'zayin tefachim kerech shesukah, l'chor yish redaktik. What's the difference with this? Zayin tefachim or not? What is he going on exactly? What don't you have? The schach doesn't have zayin tefachim. What's the difference?
The
schach ha-yotzei. The schach ha-yotzei doesn't have zayin tefachim. What difference does it make? How much schach ha-yotzei, how much schach that has?
You don't have an enclosed halal of shuvat tefachim. That's the whole
function. Here's how he presents the question then, Rashi. He says, what's Rashi going on? He says, Lespa Zayin Tfahim, what doesn't have Zayin Tfahim Kech Shesukah? If it's going into Schach HaYotze, the part that goes past the shorter wall, so what's the difference how far that Schach goes, the part of Schach that goes past the shorter wall, how much it is, what difference does it make? If Rashi is going on the Sukkah Gufa, that is possible because it doesn't have Zayin, because Schach HaYotze is not mitzdaref with it to make Zayin Shir. Gizbapi Nafshe. But that's not so. From you. The Rashi, you see, to the contrary, the whole reason why you have a problem to begin with in Schach HaYotze is because you dafka made a how much of a dolphin on the shorter wall? You made it at least Zayin. That's the Mashal's problem in Rashi. In other words, Manafshach, what's Rashi trying to say? What doesn't have Zayin? The extra amount. That what is supposed to make how much that area, how many fachim that yotzei is. What difference does it make? If it's going in the ikar part, so the point is that's not mitzdarit, but why do you have a problem to begin with? Why is it any worse than shlishas afil tefach? The answer is because you made a shorter wall, zayin tefachim, plus something else, which means you wanted to stop it at that point, like the Rush says. Dashminan, the api sha'asa dofen shabstad myosar zayin, v'dai lo b'zayin, gila daito, you might think gila daito lasses cost sukkah b'tfanas avukos. Because otherwise, go gara mikimul kilchasan. Again, if you look in the mashah, reads it easily. Says the mashah. So here's what's going on. Near the schach hayotzei kai, it's going in schach that's exceeding the shorter wall. But what does Rashi mean? There's no zayin. Not that there's no zayin. It means the avim yeshul zayin l'schach halesrei laosan zayin hechshesukah. That's what Rashi means. Not having zayin. You don't have the hechshesukah of the zayin. You don't have Tfanos Kilchasan, which is Hechshe Sukkah.
Yeah.
Rashi means you don't have Tfanos.
Okay.
You want to suggest another Pshat? Let's wait for after Shir if you want to debate. Let's go with the Mashah. Mashah says Pshat. It works with Rashi here. Let's see where that leads us. Okay. Again, I'm not saying. Maybe there's other ways to read Rashi. What's the answer by Yitzhaba? So the Meiri says we extend the Yitzhaba too. Yeah.
Rashi and the Kamash one said that
it means it has the same chalos of having tfanos like that case. In other words, just like over there, just like over there, you can have a sukkah and it's viewed as having tfanos, even though seemingly when you look at the third dolphin, I only see a tefach, but and the other side is much longer. The Gemara says later you put the tefach in a certain point where it's considered to be level, and therefore it's you have four, which is, so it's like you have seven, but the other side could be far more than seven. And the answer is that's a kosher sukkah. So don't tell me over here that since you made one wall Zion and something else, and therefore you're considering that to be the end of the sukkah. No, we view the sukkah, the tfanos, as enclosing even the area beyond that. But it's not that it doesn't have walls, it has walls. When Rashi says over here by us, when he quotes the Gemara there, it says, the Yotzvechshetzukah she'engu hechshetfanos, what does Rashi mean? Engu hechshetfanos at the end of the day or before we have the Din of Psa? Rashi's lashon bayas is he quotes the case. The way we're explaining it, English shetfanos before we invoke the principle of psala yotze nidon kisuka, but nidon kisuka and therefore it works. Just a second. Look in the lashon of the Ran here. The Ran brings Rashi. He seems to understand it, but he doesn't think Rashi is correct. The Ran, after giving us the example of the Gemara, okay, that's the case itself. Because of Rashi, interesting, when he quotes the Shia Sukkah, he says Shiva al Shiva Tfachim. He doesn't add the word Mashu. Because of Rashi Zal, the Kol Sukkah Kshera, Afilim in the Itzba Bahala. Right? Midikar Mina le Kaman. Sal hayotzim nasuka nidon kisuka umefarshina ladim yesh hechshe suka biyachad ve'od yesh besuka misham b'hola psal hanuschach hayotzim tzotzkim yekev shekach darko yosos v'yotzim hechshe suka she'en lech shetfanos nidon kisuka hilkach kla suka moshe higdola k'sher elu dvarza. Why did Rashi say this? What's driving Rashi? V'nirali shehuskat lomake Mishum de'ila hachshir agabi itzdeba bilvad pshita. The words of the Gemara are ksheira. So what are your alternatives? Ksheira either means above the platform or everywhere. If it means just above the platform and it has hachshir sukkah, so why do you have to tell me that? Why would anyone think that can count as its own sukkah? So what if elamai ksheira must mean even beyond, and we have to figure out why? Says the Ran, I can tell you a different pshat. I don't think we can apply the rule of psala yotze over here. Second, the ain dvar of nochen etzli. They don't sit well with me. I don't feel settled with what Rashi is saying. The less lon leachshure mishum psala yotze mesuka ella chad mehani gavni demisami begemar besol pirkin. The only thing that you can allow that principle to operate for is one of those four examples stated in the Gemara. You cannot create your own new scenario that's going to go under that din of psala yotze. It's only those examples. That you could argue, it's not as good as the others. Low. Does it sound from the Ran that he doesn't understand the lumdus of Rashi, or it just sounds like Rashi's taking it too far? What do you see in the Ran, the way he's asking Rashi?
Taking it too far.
Right. It's not like he doesn't get it. He understands what Rashi's doing here. But he says, but maybe it only works in those four examples. Maybe here it's not, you can differentiate. Maybe here we won't do it. In other words, if we were to put it in terms of the Meiri, over there we're extending the Tfanos, and here we'll imagine that the Itzdeba is extended. No, that's not the same. Maybe only over there you can extend the Tfanos. He said maybe it's not as good as that. Maybe it's different. Fikach nearly. Therefore, I would say the Dafka b'Malkam Itzdeba b'Chut Ksheira. I would declare it Pshita. Listen, that what you're asking, it's obvious, not such a problem. Why? The Malditema, I would say maybe Ligzor, Dumasil Mechal Beidach Isa. Maybe if you're going to eat on the Itzdeba, you're going to easily jump down from that and continue your meal. And the rest of the area, which is a problem area, Umal Miasri. The Kavasa Min Bepirka Kamide Ervin, Asalachi Chatfi Mavu, Yeshko Chatfi Mavu, Makshinam Pshita. Ufarkina Malditema, they might go out of the area. You see, there's such a thing of a gzera that if you have a line and you don't really know, you might not realize that you're going over the line, and in that area it's no good. So maybe according to the Ran, it comes out the very chiddush k'sheira has implicit in it what halacha about the rest of the area. Now, you either end up in this Gemara one way or the other way on the question. According to Rashi, Ksheira doesn't mean that it's broken, that's obvious. So Ksheira, therefore, is declaring unequivocally even the rest, Psala Yotzim Nasukka. According to the Ran, who doesn't want to use Psala Yotzim Nasukka over here, it's different than the cases, maybe not as good as the cases over there, worse. So then the Ksheira is going to mean, I have to tell you Ksheira because you might end up going and eating in the rest, which is no good. It comes out, it's Muchach in the very same statement, the opposite. Yeah, no.
Going back to the bet, concerning the reasons why the sukkah might be possible, this lamala made it up. Does Rebbe think, since Rashi says it's the whole sukkah, that seems like it's a halacha Moshe Mishnah thing, and you wouldn't have to consider that because it doesn't fix any of the reasons.
Okay, so remind me, who asked the kasha? I had to square the sugya of Itzba with the sugya of Daveis. Who remembers? No, who asked? Maybe the Bertubet. Where do we see it? Who asked the kasha? That's from Itzba. We spoke about it earlier, but really, it's he asked it straight from Itzba.
The Ravid.
The Sugas Ravid.
I didn't see it.
We did. We saw it together. Sugas Ravid, right? The Ravid asked the kasha that this sugya is the lokeh. The lokeh Rava. Why? Because what was the problem of Umal Michaf according to Rava? Diras, that if you could make it Diras Arai, then it's kosher. If you had to make it Diras Keva, then it's pasul. What happened here? You built an Itzba. But where are the Tfanos coming out of?
22. It's still around.
The Tfanos are still more than Umal Michaf, because from the Tfanos to holding the Schach, you're going to have to use supports which are Keva. So how can you tell me that it's kosher by the case of Itzba? After all, you should fail the test in terms of that you have no choice but to support the sukkah with keva. That was the Ravid's kasha. The Meiri had a kasha as well in an earlier case, with the case of the cushions, if it would have been a bitter. But on the Ravid's kasha, what did the Ravid? The Ravid asked it on the Itzba case. What did the Ravid answer? That the problem is a problem of what? In terms of what do you need to talk about the support being... that has to be potentially a rai, not keva. In terms of what? Remember? But no, what is the another to me? The ravid, the sugas ravid, no? Sugas ravid in the back. Discussing what he hold the grava or rava. Yeah, look at the Ravid. Oh, call you sugi the hutsin, the chain bana itzdeba the emtsa isa kula dulo kerava, nechti, tfanos v'schach. He was talking about both. He asked in two cases. Hutsin lamata mechaf v'tzilasan rub mechamasan. What's the din? Kshera. Itzdeba. What do we say? Kshera. If it's now no longer umal mechaf the chalal, so he says the lo kerava mechti. This is what you're asking. Mechti, tfanos uschach lamal meesrim heim. So therefore, ki hutsin yardin vechibane itzteba my havi. So what are you gaining by the fact that hutsin are yardin and netzilas and meruba? What are you gaining when you have an itzteba? Lamaisa halodiras keva bayluhu. This structure can stand on Diras Arai and on supports of Arai or not? No. Diras Keva Bayu, the Lo Kaim of Diras Arai. So Chorit said, Dlo Kerav. So what does the Rabbit answer? Ela, the Ikala Mema, the Rava Lo Kapid at Phanos, Ben Diras Keva Diras Arai. Ela, what is he Makbid about? Schacha. In other words, schach has to be ra'oi for dofnei arai. That's the question about the answer. Is the schach ra'oi for dofnei arai? Not if the tfanos have to be keva as opposed to being arai. That in this case, the tfanos have to be keva. But is the schach ra'oi for dofnei arai? The kim di'ikah hutz in yarden. Oh, it's the ba, which now is memayit the halal of the sukkah. So now, if I ask you, this schach, is it roi for arai? Yes, it is. Ha'ikas schach ad chazid yos arai. Ubahaki kushmai tzalib derav. This was the rai. The Meiri took it a step further. We asked further kasha. The rai did not ask. What kasha did we ask? In the case of karmu ksasos, lo havi miut, but were it to be a miut, everything would be fine, right? Were it to be that the battle, and it would count as a bittul. But how could it work according to Rava? Over here, you can even ask in terms of the schach itself. So could you have had this schach here with the floor of karmuk sasos in a manner of Arai? Could you put Yesedus Arai? Could you have put it on the pillows? No. So why is this called Roy Farai? Because I mean, he says, yeah, but you could have had this weak karka, you could have had stronger karka. So that's also, so we say, in terms of the Gova Sukkah, you could have had an Arai. That was a step beyond the Rai. But either way, I want you to notice something interesting come from the Rai here, that the halacha of Lamala Mechaf, let's say according to Rava for sure, and maybe in others as well, does not seem to be halacha in what? In Fanos. But halacha in Tzchach. And this is going to create quite a quandary for us when we continue reading in the Gemara, and we already saw it in the Rashi, that we seem to be focusing, as part of our discussion, on being machshir the Tfanos. Rashi already is doing it. The Gemara is going to be more clear from the Hemshach Gemara if you read it carefully. And then the Rashi, if you know what that means. Lo chazi l'dofen. The Gemara is going to say in a bit with Dofen Akuma, this issue, lo chazi l'dofen. So there are those who say, well, yeah, the halacha of Chafamas didn't in Tfanos. The Rabbit's clearly against them. The Rabbit's saying it's not a din Tfanos. Din Tfanos, and we have a problem here according to Rav. So we have to know how to frame that exactly, this lo chazi l'dofen idea. Because Lamaisa, the din of Lamala Miyasim is not din in Tfanos per se, but somehow it's going to have an impact on the Tfanos too. We have to fix the Tfanos in a sense, even if the problem didn't originate in the Tfanos. The problem is not originating in the Tfanos, but Lamaisa, the problem that has been created here, is going to therefore relate to the Tfanos too. That's probably what we have to say.
But for Rashi, he doesn't have to answer the kasha because he's saying that it's coming from halacha Moshe Messina, right?
Well, so. I don't forget who says this. Maybe Megadim, that the Indian of Psala Yotze, he doesn't say the Gemara where the Makar is. I think that Megadim, maybe others also say that it's halacha Moshe Messina. I don't see it in Rashi. All Rashi is doing is applying the principle of Psala Yotze to our case. What we saw in the Ran is not so fast. Not that the Ran couldn't understand what we're trying to do here, to use Psala Yotze to be Machshir. But Ran says, maybe it's only in the cases over there. Exactly what is the parallel? So we saw something in the Me'iri. We imagined that the Itzdeba would be across, and we have to know what that means. Then we'd have to see, I want you to finish, of course, the Gemara with the Rashi, just to have the whole picture. We'll have to start looking carefully. It's really two issues in the sugya to separate and to understand. One is the issue of Psalias and Asuka, and this whole discussion in that, back and forth, the Rush and the Rishai, Tosis Rid on Rashi, and then the issue of Dofen Akuma, which is coming up. So these are really two different nyanim that converge here. Rafi, Eitan, yeah. Yeah, but you see, if the halacha Moshe Messinai gave us a principle, then all we're doing is applying the principle to an example where it has application. No, the halacha Moshe Messinai would. Okay, I don't. No, no. So don't believe it's also halacha Moshe Messinai. But the idea is, the halacha Moshe Messinai said that you have the principle of Psal Yotze Nidda Kesukah. Now, what kind of case fits? If this case is comparable to that second example, then this would be covered by the halacha Moshe Messinai. There's a svara, there's a mechanism to it, for sure. And we're trying to see what the mechanism is. But just a parting thought here. Nidam kesuka, we are vocalizing the kaf as ki, nidam kesuka. Perhaps we should put a different vowel under the kaf. Not nidam kesuka, Nidon, tell me, Kasuka. Where do I get this? Meaning, it is considered to be part of the Sukkah, Kehasukkah. Look at the Lashon Rashi and the Yutes. Kamash Malon, right? Mal de Tema, that I don't have, let's take the Mashos Pshat, right? I don't have Tfanos. Kamash Malon, says Rashi. Dimin sukkahu. What do you mean, dimin sukkahu? It's part of the sukkah. Which sukkah? That sukkah. In other words, so the hechsher of the sukkah extends to like things which are shayach in some way to it. Is it the ikar sukkah? No. But what is the chiddush? Nidan kasukkah. In other words, it is considered to be like the sukkah. It also is covered by what the sukkah is becoming kosher with. And therefore the Tfanos give their quote-unquote hechsher, right, to the Psala Yotze as well. So therefore it's like I have Tfanos for there as well. Okay, so we'll get into more to the...